in part one of Pratt's article, we discover that the soil under crop circles is much looser and drier than usual, has an increase in crystallization, and features unusual microscopic spheres of pure iron. In young crops, where the seeds are still forming, the seeds are stunted and do not germinate well, if at all, whereas in mature plants with fully formed seeds, seeds often exhibit a massive increase in vigor and a growth rate up to 5 times that of control seeds. In part two, Pratt reveals that there are many reports of balls, discs, or columns of light that have been seen over the areas where crop circles then appeared. Several dozen people have heard a high-pitched trilling noise before crop circles occurred. Approximately 70 people have witnessed crop circles forming right in front of their eyes. They report that the whole process is very rapid, taking between 10 and 20 seconds, and in some, but not all cases, there appears to be a visible whirlwind in the atmosphere as it happens. One evening in July 1981, Ray Barnes witnessed a wave or line moving through the heads of a cereal crop in Wiltshire. After traveling across the field in an arc, the line dropped to the ground and radially described a 75-foot circle in a clockwise direction in a single sweep in about 4 seconds, accompanied by a hissing noise. The crop went down as neatly as if it had been cut by a giant flan cutter, and the plants showed absolutely no spring back. Getting back to our 2012 crop circle, that appeared on July 15, 2008. The farmer at Avebury was not pleased and tried to destroy it by driving 3 lines through it with his tractor. The circle makers then returned and made a series of modifications, including a second circle that was as big as the original solar system diagram had been, positioned directly next to the original. This second circle was completely hollow on the inside, but it was surrounded by a series of strange, small illustrations. At a conference I spoke at in 2009, Dr. Beverly Rubick pointed out that these little symbols all looked like various types of cell organelles. The large circle could therefore represent a cell membrane, but now there was nothing inside of it. Although no one can be sure of its intended meaning, this symbolism may suggest that some sort of fundamental transformation of biological life might begin to occur after December 21, 2012, akin to the Tibetan legends of the rainbow body. What I found even more interesting was that the circle makers also widened the diameter of the sun in the solar system glyph, all the way out to the orbit of Venus. This implies that December 21, 2012 may represent the tipping point for this profound energetic change that is already occurring in the solar system. Crop circles may also be used as reference points for time travel within the source field. They often appear right near the ancient vortex points and monuments, which may serve as portals for travel through time-space to this very day. By keeping a comprehensive log of what formations were positioned and when, you could quickly scan through a large databank of different points in time. Once you see the formation you are looking for, you can then enter into that point in time. This may dramatically simplify the process of identifying a particular window of time you wish to visit.